We're joined by the Osage Town Joint Manager, Dean Jones. Dean, just give us your assessment of this afternoon's performance, because it must be heartbreaking, that dressing room. You've got a team from the division above to a penalty shootout. Your keeper's made two saves in normal time, and then they've gone and won it after David Abel-White hit the crossbar, and that's just half of today's story.
It is. Yeah, obviously disappointed, but by the same token, I thought, after we never really got going, I don't think we've played anything like past 60% of what we're capable. But we're missing five or six lads at the normal sort of match day squad, so it was always going to be a little bit disjointed. Disappointing, definitely, but by the same token, relatively pleased to get it to a penalty shootout in it overall. I thought they were good, to be honest.
As I said, it's like your goalkeeper's made two saves from penalties in normal time. You never see that often in football, do you not?
No, definitely not. I thought the first one where he's given a handball against our centre-half for having the ball hit at 100 mile an hour from 2 yards is an extremely harsh penalty. Great save from Jacob. Jacob's 20 years old and he plays like he's got 10 years under his belt. He's been brilliant today for us, definitely kept us in the game at stages. Second penalty, no arguments whatsoever, and great for him to go pull it off again. I was probably hoping that the footballing gods were on our side, really. When he got to a penalty shootout, your keeper's safe to in normal time and you're hoping that can he get a hat trick, but they took the pens well, and it's a lottery, isn't it, really, when you get to that point.
It is, and they obviously got the lead shortly after that second penalty, but your lads didn't give up, and right on 90 minutes, Woolley's gone and pulled it out of the bag and equalised.
Yeah, I said to him in the changing room after it, you know, obviously everyone's a bit downbeat. I said the most pleasing part of today was when we went 1-0 down, that's when we started playing. We changed it, we went into 4-3-3, and you could see the gears starting to sort of click into place. To be honest, I thought we were good for that goal there. They could have been 2 or 3 up, no doubt about it, but they weren't. So you've always got that little bit of extra hope. Jack Woolley's gambled and it's paid off. And like I say, I thought if there was another 5 or 6 minutes added on, I'd have fancied us to go and nick it, which would have been, you know, overall, we probably didn't deserve the win, if I'm honest. But sometimes football works like that, doesn't it?
And it does, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought if there was just another 4 or 5 minutes, because there was a lot of game management time wasted in the second half. Referee doesn't seem to have put too much of it on, but it is what it is. Another 4 or 5 minutes, I'd have fancied us to nick one. Really would.
Yeah, the referee had a couple of words with you during the game. Just explain what was going on there.
Yeah, I was frustrated. I thought they're a good side. They're a technical side. You know, they play at home on a nice big 3G. And I thought the referee was buying a lot of the fouls that, for me, it was borderline non-contact at stages. And yeah, it was just a little bit match of the day, Premier League style for me, not a non-league, you know, step 5, step 6, FA, VARs. So I was getting a little bit frustrated, and I was quickly told, if I carry on, I'll be walking up the steps. So I stopped.
If you could just clear one thing up for us. Yeah. I think at one point your substitutes were asked to go take a seat back on the bench because their bibs were orange, which matched with the Lichfield thing. Did that actually happen?
That's true, yeah. So, you know, which for my understanding, so obviously in the league we have to wear those orange bibs. Mm. It's not a decision. And all the officials were fully aware of it. And then some of the substitutes are trying to warm up and he stops the game and sends them back because the orange clashes with their kit. So it was quite difficult to understand how people were supposed to then
do their
warm
job,
up. Yeah. The officials were basically saying, well, that's our fault, which I don't agree with, but...
No. But moving forward, obviously, yes. Disappointment this afternoon, but yeah. Looking at your start to the season, I think you scored in all competitions last year 44 goals. Today was 28, so you're pretty much at last season's target, and we're not even in October yet.
Yeah, well, last season for us was no real marker for what we set out to achieve. Obviously, we came in halfway through the season. The club was in a difficult position. We managed to get to 36 points, consolidate and stay out the danger zone. We're on 18 points already, and it's the, what are we on, 23rd of September, yep. Something like that. So we've already got half of the points we achieved in the whole season. We're already, as you say, you know, knocking on the door of the goal tally. We're a totally different side. We're a much better side. You know, and we've got really good players joining on the back of the good start, which only adds strength. And like I say today, you know, we've got six players who, you're talking your captain, your vice captain, your third captain all out injured. You know, Lou Johnson pulled his hamstring last week. Elliot Coleman started every game. He's been available. He was at a family wedding today. Ryan Jackson's cup tied. You know, he's scored 3 and 3, 4. So overall, you have to accept that, you know, they're big players you're missing, and it's hard for people to step in and hit the ground running. And I thought that reflected today. I thought we were disjointed, wasn't really flying at any point. But you have to accept to a degree that that's likely to happen when you're missing that sort of number.